and they would take all these books, they would read. And there were some who just, when they would come out and they would bring the books and they would read, and sometimes they would forget. They would forget. So I lost so many things. Then afterwards, I just put everything in lock and key. I did not give.
So that never showed up again?
No. That was the year. That was the year when so many autographs of Baba. Even when I would write one book and it would be printed, then Baba would autograph that book. So that too also I distributed to the pilgrims in 73. Afterwards, I did not have anything with me because I knew that they would just keep, they would preserve. So I distributed.
You mean that an autograph would appear in the book of Baba's handwriting?
Yes, Baba. Any book I would write, so Baba would sign. I wrote about a dozen of books when Baba was physically present. So when any book would be printed, of course, he would autograph. And the pen, of course, he had used. I used that pen for writing. But the last chapter of this biography, when I was writing, at that time, I could not think what to do it, what to write. So I was just, the pen was in my hand. And of course, I was just thinking, now it never happened before. I was just writing. And I was just thinking, Baba, now what should I write? You had told me that you would tell me. But now you are not telling me. And the pen fell down and broke into two pieces. So then afterwards, I was just lying down. And then, of course, it appeared. Means it came in my mind. And then I wrote. But that pain, you know, Alice,
yes.
He came, he would come to my room and I told him this, so he took the pain. I also gave him the autograph of Baba. And he goes back and he lost the autograph and then he writes to me that I lost it, so please, if you have any more, then of course give it to me. And he lost that autograph. And he's also lost Sufism. After that, he lost the autograph and then he wrote to me that if you have any other autograph of Baba, you send to me. And I did not have, I had distributed. And then he's also lost.
Well, are there more points that Baba had given you that have not been, that you haven't written up yet?
I think that I have covered everything, but only in 1963, one night he was telling me that I should write one book, children's book. He did not specify nothing. Baba said it would be good if you write for the children any book. And I had forgotten. But this time when I went to Myrtle Beach, I had forgotten completely. When I went to Myrtle Beach, someone comes to me and says that, why don't you write one book for the children? And I remember, yes, Baba had told me, but I don't know whether I will be able to do it. No time there. Now trust work, legal institution. I don't find time.
I just want to go back to one thing. That book, on infinite intelligence, is there anything that you would be able to remember that you could write?
No,
remember what was in there?
I wrote that. I wrote and afterwards, of course, I lost it.
Then, you already written
the points. No, points means I wrote the book. Yes, it was all done.
So you had to remember over again what you had originally had in that manuscript that was missing. So it was written up in the...
Oh, yes, it was written.
Nothing in everything.
Yes. And you must have stolen. Because you are the person.
I did, because not a whole thing is written up.
He can't remember if he stole
it. So many things.
Is there anything? Hi, yes.
I have a question. I think in Listen to Humanity, Baba says that after you die, the soul usually takes 3 to 4 days before it separates. body from the body. And so I was wondering, did he ever say anything about burial versus cremation, and also if you should wait the 3 days?
I tell you, when one drops the body, of course, the soul remains along with subtle and mental body, and it remains in astral world. Astral world is that world which is called subtle world or dream world, and it keeps connection with the surrounding from 40 hours to 72 hours, and then the connection is broken. But burial or cremation or anything, you know, it is not disturbed at all, because soul, you cannot just burn the soul. It is eternal. So and also subtle body and mental body not affected by anything. So whether the burial or cremation takes place immediately or after 3 days, it does not matter at all. Even if you burn it, then of course that connection of course remains there from 40 to 72 hours. And then of course the soul enters into hell and heaven according to the impressions. Suppose one has good impressions, 80 million good impressions and 30 million bad impressions. So because the good impressions they are more, so that one of course enjoys heaven state. And heaven state is not to any place or nothing, it is the state of mind, mental state. So, but gross body is not there just now, and then he drinks liquor and he derives some enjoyment. But there, when you are in the heaven state, you don't require any gross medium. A thought of liquor and it gives you thousand of times more enjoyment. So in this way, you spend those impressions quickly. Now 80 million good impressions and 30 million bad impressions. So that one of course goes on spending good impressions. Now he spent say about 40 million good impressions. Now 40 million good impressions are there and 30 million bad impressions are also there. Now he is reaching the balancing point. But before it happens, again the soul takes birth, and then this 40 million good impression and 30 million bad impression necessarily you have to spend during this life. So what is this life? It is nothing but the mold of past impressions, and impression of each one, it differs from other, and that's why different face, different mold, it is there. Each one has different face. Why? Because it is nothing but the mold of the past impressions. And when you spend these past impressions, you create new impressions. But those new impressions you don't spend during this life, that is for the next. As soon as these past impressions they are spent, no one can just remain in body even for a moment. The body is dropped immediately. And then again the same thing, hell and heaven. But one thing is there, it is just the grace of the ancient one. Now what happens? That you are in contact with the beloved, and you remember him, you talk about him, you do certain thing for him. So you also create impressions, and when you create impressions for him, what happens? These impressions are such impressions which can wipe out good and bad, both impressions. So you just cross the hell and heaven. You need not have to go into hell or heaven, but you cross hell and heaven, because these impressions are such impressions which can wipe out good and bad both. Good impressions they are binding, bad impressions they are binding, but these impressions are free impressions which can wipe out good and bad both. And that's why when the ancient one comes in human form, this is his grace for all his lovers.
I'm sorry. I mean, the Baba said that in any one given lifetime, no sanskaras that you accumulate are spent in that lifetime. It's always in the next lifetime. And so throughout our whole lives, the only sanskaras that we're having is from the past. None of these sanskaras are sanskaras that we formed 10 years ago or 30 or 40 years ago. Is the only area where the present life has any effect is when we don't react to a sanskara, when we don't react positively.
What happens, you know, these past impressions, when you spin, now you are in different surrounding, different situation. In your past life, you were in different surrounding and different situation. Now those impressions, when you spend during this birth, past impressions, you get different surrounding, different impressions, and different situation. You deal with the different people. So though you spend those impressions, but in a different way, and collect altogether different new impressions. So those new impressions, they remain there. As soon as these past impressions, they are spent, you have to drop the body. There is no way out. But this is the grace that you can cross hell and heaven. If you are in his contact, no hell and no heaven for you. You just then prepare yourself for paradise. No heaven, no hell, but you are preparing yourself for paradise. And paradise, that is the state, final aim of life. You achieve that. So you are going towards paradise. Not to enjoy happiness and not to enjoy misery, but to enjoy bliss.
Is this paradise what Baba was referring to when he said, those who take my name at their last moments?
It is,
come
it,
to me. Once
yes. What happened, you know, Baba would always say that one who takes my name at the end of his last breath, of course he comes to me. So one day we were in Guru Prasad Pune, and the children, they came along with the mother and father, and they were just moving about here and there, and Baba was very happy to look at them. So, and Baba says, that when I say that when one takes his name at the end, he comes to me, this is the way how they have come, how these children have come to me. This is one way. There is another way, that one, when he says that he came to me, so it also happens that he gets liberation, or he gets realization, or he comes back but remains in his contact. Really speaking, there is no difference. Only thing, that liberation means you enjoy infinite bliss. In realization, of course, you enjoy infinite knowledge, infinite power, and infinite bliss. But in liberation, only infinite bliss, but infinite. You become infinite. So infinite bliss only you enjoy. So you have then no authority to come down on earth to creation consciousness. That means you cannot become a perfect master. But those who get God realization, there is possibility that they may be selected for the universal work, and five out of them, they just come down to creation consciousness. But God realized soul, of course, God realized means the aim is achieved. And perfect master, when he comes, of course, he has to work for the universe. The state, of course, there is no difference. Only thing is that work is there, and because of the universal work, they do that universal work.
But isn't it true that if someone has God realized and then they die, then there's no more need for infinite knowledge or power? So that's gone? Is that true?
There is no need. Sometimes I don't know, but when Mahapralaya takes place, and Mahapralaya takes place and again the creation begins, there is some possibility that they just come down, take birth, and for this infinite power and infinite knowledge. But it seldom happens, because the aim is achieved. They don't take birth again, no impressions, nothing. So they are just liberated.
And they drop their body.
They remain as ocean. Ocean.
But in that case, is there still power and knowledge, or is that only if they're in human form?
Human form? that knowledge, that that consciousness, it is continuous, it is eternal. So it has nothing to do with the body.
So infinite knowledge and power is eternal too.
Huh? Yes, of course. Now what happens, you know, that everyone just thinks that about God realized whether I have any chance, because there are 56 only. 56 number is fixed. So whether I will get the opportunity of realizing God. But what happens, this 56 number is fixed. But suppose, you know, one gets God realization and the next day he drops the body. So someone should be there to complete that number 56. So there are so many who get God realization during this period, during the period of Advent. And there are so many thousand and thousand, they get liberation. But liberation, that is only for gross conscious people. Those who pass through plane, liberation is not given to them. Those who are gross conscious, they get liberation. Direct, immediately.
Once you're on the planes, you couldn't get realization?
Realization, you
get liberation?
No, you get, that is, you are also liberated, but you realize yourself means you experience infinite knowledge, power and bliss. So what do you want? Liberation or God realization?
After being a perfect master and completing their work, they enter the fourth journey that Baba speaks of, which means that they never come back again.
No.
But
no.
They do have the consciousness of the bliss, the knowledge and the power of reality.
But no consciousness of the creation, because then creation does not exist. As soon as you get God realization, that is the state of I am God state. Only God exists, and besides God, nothing exists. And therefore, when they realize God, when a perfect master drops his body, he has no connection with the world, no connection with the creation. He just enjoys that state, I am God.
So what is the difference between that and the liberated state of the person that doesn't become perfect master? Who gains liberation and realizes the infinite bliss? What is the difference between that and the person that, having been a perfect master, now enters into that?
No, one who gets realization, he says, I am God. A perfect master says, I am God and I am everyone and everything. For God realized soul, of course, creation does not exist, everyone and everything do not exist for him, because this is just the shadow. He says, I am God. But perfect master says, I am God and I am everyone and everything, and that's why he can work for everyone and everything. When he drops the body, again the God state, I am God state. Then creation does not exist for him. But the ancient one, when he drops his body, because of the responsibility, the link is there, and his infinite consciousness being active, it is always pulled towards creation. He has to attend different things, just like he is like a universal telephone. What he does during his lifetime, he connects each heart with the line from the universal telephone. And he makes every heart as his telephone. Now when that work is done, then of course he drops the body. Now your heart has become telephone. Whatever you say, the message is received by the universal telephone. You need not have to just to the destination or just find out something. The heart becomes the telephone, and whatever is there, the message continuously without telling. He just goes on receiving. So during his physical lifetime, what he has done, that he has connected the wires to each heart, making each heart as his telephone. Now there are some telephones, some hearts, they know how to use the telephone. There are some, now they are just learning how to use it. And there are many, they do not know that their hearts have become telephone. Still they will take time to know that the hearts have become telephone. And when they learn, they come to know that, oh, our hearts have become telephone, then they will learn how to use. But he has made each heart as his telephone. Though there are some who know how to use, there are some who are learning how to use, and there are many who do not know that the hearts have become telephone, but they will come to know, and that will be his universal manifestation when all the people, all the mankind, when it will come to know that each heart has become his telephone.
If someone is liberated, do they have the I am God state?
I am God state, one becomes God, infinite bliss. What is infinite bliss? Infinite means one then becomes infinite. And one becomes infinite and enjoys infinite bliss. I will rather choose to have liberation instead of realization. What we have to do when you cannot use the power? You enjoy the power, but you cannot use. Why not have the bliss, you know?
Whether someone becomes liberated or God realized, does every soul go through one split second of nirvana where they realize that all their past life is nothing but illusion?
Even 1 second it does not take. As soon as you achieve nirvana, that means you experience there the nothing, infinite nothing, or infinite unconsciousness. So just as soon as you experience that, even it does not take a moment, and immediately, of course, you experience nirvikalp, that means I am everything.
But there is one split second, whether it's a trillionth of a second or however long it is, you know that all the lives you had never existed. You have the satisfaction.
Yes.
You know that there is no reality there.
Yes, that is right. Just, you know, even you cannot say even a moment, but that is the vacuum state. Everything, complete divine vacuum.
But every soul experiences it before they become liberated.
Yes,
God
of course.
Realized.
When you become God realized, but you're not selected to be a perfect master, do you stay in your body? I mean, are the people who stay in their body who are
yes.
God realized, but they're not perfect?
Yes,
master?
Yes, yes.
So they're not doing anything, they're just being God realized.
They are God realized and not for long time. They keep the body, not for long time. There are some who just drop the body the next day or within 3 days, or as soon as they get God realization, they drop the body. Because now the goal is achieved. Goal is achieved. Yes. But there are some, just like now, this there was one Mazzub, Chacha. So he was there, he was God realized, seventh plane. And when he was brought to Satara, Baba contacted him in Ajmer, India. So his cap, it was just stuck in his head because he never took it out. And everything, his clothes, everything, you know, for years he never took it out. And it was a job for Baba to cut his cap piece by piece, and he took out, and then Baba gave him bath and everything. But he has no consciousness of body, nothing. And when Baba would work with him, what would happen? He would say cha. Cha means tea. So, of course, he would just go on drinking tea. So, one barrel full of tea would be there in the room when Baba would work with him, and he would say cha. So, Baba would give him one cup of tea. And what he would do, he would just take it and sip a little and give it back to Baba. So, one cup, two cups, seven cups. And then what Baba did, that when he would say cha, Baba would just give him empty cup, and he would just touch with his lips and give back to Baba. So thousands of times this exchange, thousands of times, no consciousness, nothing. But you know that when people go to such persons, God realized are advanced souls, so you just get that aroma of the wine. You know that, oh, there is something, you know. You feel that. So those people who go to such persons, they are benefited by that. they are benefited. It is not you get the aroma, just like something stinking, it is there. So when you go there, so you feel that very bad, stinking. But when you go to a perfume shop, then of course you know you get the perfume. So there you get the perfume. Though they are not duty bound, no duty, but if you go near them, of course you get that perfume.
So they sort of serve a purpose in that way.
Yes, duty is not there. It happens in a natural way.
Did their gross bodies have odor even when they were filthy and hadn't washed? Did they have a foul odor, or did they smell clean?
No. Even we have found that so many musks in toilets, but they look so fresh, very, very dirty. So dirty that they would just, clear the bowels there and they live there, very dirty surrounding. But if you see the face, they're just like flower. And Baba, of course, contacted so many, one musk, he was full of flies. And so many flies that his face was covered with the flies. And he would just remain there, only two eyes you would see all over, because he would eat sweets. People would bring sweets and of course it would be there. So he was fully covered with flies and you would not see anything but just the flies all over. You would not be able to see his face, only the eyes would be there. And Baba would contact such must, dirty must even. We would not be able to just sit near such surrounding. They would be in such bad surrounding that you would not like to go near such must. But Baba would feel so happy. Even thousands of miles he would go day and night, very tired. But when he would contact any good must, he would feel so happy and so fresh. All right.
You should have your lunch.
All right.
We'll pick up with questions at tea time.
All right. Take courage. And Baba laughed at me and he said, bring it to me. So I took the transistor to him and then of course he took Karachi. So this is a fact that I don't know how to operate the transistor. Come on.
Well, I had a couple of questions. I didn't really know how to phrase them, though. But one of my questions was how you achieve a balance between being too fatalistic, sort of going with the flow, being passive, and being active and aggressive. Because if you accept everything, you end up doing nothing and just nothing happens. But then if you're too aggressive, you're imposing your will and you're changing things maybe in the wrong direction. How do you reconcile those two different directions?
Really speaking, when you try to reconcile through your intellect, then it will never be reconciled. It is not possible. You just try to adjust through your intellect. And today, if you think that, oh, now it is reconciled, the next day some situation quite different will appear, and then again you will say, oh, I missed it. So there is no end to it. It will go on every day. But if you reconcile it through your heart, then of course you will reach the balance. That love for God, it is necessary to reconcile. Otherwise the mind, it goes on working and working, give you direction, different direction. But the love takes you towards directionlessness. There is no direction, but it takes you to that. If you take direction this side, that side, you always miss it. But through love for God, of course, it can be achieved. Through intellect, not possible. Only you have to love God. That is the only thing. Remember Him or just leave everything to him, ask direction from him, and ask how will you ask? The dwelling place of God is the heart. Tell him in your heart, ask him that now please give me this direction. I am going to do this. I want to reconcile this this matter. How to do it? If he does not give any indication, say that I am going to do it definitely thinking that it is your wish. So you will be responsible. Do it. Give the responsibility to him. But you must have that faith. It is not just that faith, you must accept it. Then of course you should not just think whether it is right or wrong. If you once come to that conclusion that you have to do in this way, you must, and if you take that it is according to his wish, then